Some of us might not be aware of how important Passover is in the New Testament. Many that are listening right now may think of Passover predominantly as a Jewish holiday or holy day, but the reality is, not only is Passover a Jewish holiday, but it is paramount and central to the doctrine and teaching of the New Testament. Consider this. John the Baptist identified Jesus as the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world when Yeshua was at the Jordan River and John saw the Holy Spirit descend upon him as a dove. John later pointed to Jesus and identified him as the Lamb. This is Passover language that takes away the sin of the world. Continuing on, Yeshua or Jesus was crucified on Passover. He could have been crucified any day of the year. In fact, at times they came, his enemies came to take him by force, but the scripture said that Yeshua slipped away because his time had not yet come. What was the time? What was the right time for Yeshua to be crucified? What was the time that had to come for this to take place? It was Passover. Yeshua was crucified on Passover. Why? Because he's the ultimate fulfillment of it. In the book of Revelation, Jesus is identified 28 times as the Lamb of God. Sometimes believers read the word Lamb in the New Testament and they're not really quite sure why Jesus is referred to as the Lamb. And some even probably have thoughts of like a fuzzy teddy bear or something, but that's not why the New Testament writers use the term Lamb and connect it to Yeshua. They're connecting Yeshua to the Lamb because Yeshua fulfilled the ancient Passover lamb that was sacrificed almost 3,500 years ago. So the Passover is central to New Testament teaching. Of course, it was on Passover that Yeshua instituted what we call the Lord's Supper or communion. He was celebrating a Passover meal when he took the matzah, the unleavened bread, the Passover bread, he broke it and gave to his disciples and said, "Take and eat. This is my body broken for you." And the cup of wine or juice that Yeshua drank on Passover when he instituted communion, it was Passover wine when he gave to his disciples and said, "This is my blood shed for you for the forgiveness of sin." So you see, my beloved friend, Passover is central to the faith of New Testament or New Covenant believers. One of the great applications of Passover that we get from the Hebrew scriptures, from the Torah, is when the Lord commanded Israel to celebrate Passover, every Israelite family was commanded to take a lamb, put the lamb to death, and then take the blood of that lamb, put it in a basin, and then from the basin, they put the blood with a hyssop branch on the doorposts and the lintels of their home. Now, here's the point. The blood in the basin wasn't enough to save anybody. In order for that blood to save each Israelite family, that blood needed to be applied to the individual doorpost and lintel of each family's home. And this speaks to us of the reality that a lot of times people think, well, I believe in Jesus, but it's a faith from afar. It's similar to just having his blood in a basin. But in order for his blood to cover our lives so we can be spared from God's judgment, we have to take that blood and personally apply it over our own hearts, just as each Israelite family had to personally take that blood and put it over the doorposts and lintels of their own residence. We need to bring Jesus near. We need to cover ourselves in his blood by eating his flesh and drinking his blood, which means he is the one that we're drawing from in life. He's the one we're looking to for our needs. He's the one that we're looking to every day to be filled with the Spirit, guide and guided in life. So Passover is extremely relevant. It's eternally relevant. It's for you and me today. The blood of the Lamb of God, the blood of Yeshua, is still living. And so I want to encourage you to take this time of year seriously. Some of you may even be encouraged to have a family meal in your home. You can order a Haggadah online, which will lead you through how to celebrate a traditional Seder. And I just want to wish you this year a Passover that's filled with love and revelation. And as you are during this Passover season looking to the Lord and being thankful to Him, I want to humbly ask you this question. If you've been blessed by this ministry, and maybe you've never even made a donation to the Father through this ministry, presented an offering to Him through this ministry, I believe Passover is the right time to do it. The fact is this, beloved, Passover is one of the three times of year that God commanded Israel to come to Jerusalem and present a special offering. And I think it's biblical that when we're being blessed by somebody's ministry, we should support that ministry. The reason I'm saying that is because John tells us in one of his letters in the New Testament that we should financially support those that are being sent out for the sake of the truth. And Paul spoke in his writings about the fact that we need to financially support those ones that are feeding us in the things of the Spirit. So once again, during this Passover season, I'm wishing you a happy Passover and asking you humbly, if you're being blessed by my ministry, would you present to the Lord, to the Father, a special Passover offering to Him through discovering the Jewish Jesus? You can find out how to do that in the description of this video, or simply go to discoveringthejewishjesus.com. Thank you very much in advance for your love and support. And once again, I say to you, my beloved friend, Chag Sameach. Happy Passover, this time of freedom and celebration.